This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Washington on Friday meeting with President Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kyiv and many backers want the president to allow weapons it's received from the U.S. to be used in striking targets deeper inside Russia. And there are signs he may shift American policy.
We will do exactly what we have already done, which is we will adjust, we'll adapt as necessary.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said something similar in May before the U.S. allowed Ukraine to use those weapons just inside Russia. Two officials familiar with the talks say Britain's Keir Starmer will ask the president here today to allow Ukraine to use British missiles for expanded strikes in Russia. Vladimir Putin warns Ukraine's use of long-range weapons would put NATO at war with Moscow. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a briefing on Friday, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has no plans to lift the restrictions on Ukraine's use of certain weapons in Russia.
There is no change to our view on the provision of long-range strike capabilities for Ukraine to use inside Russia. And I wouldn't expect any sort of major announcement in that regard coming out of the discussions, certainly not from our side.
Longtime drug cartel leader Ismael El Mayo Zambada has pleaded not guilty in New York on a 17-count indictment, accusing him of narcotics trafficking and murder. Sought by American law enforcement for more than two decades, Zambada has been in the U.S. custody since July 25th. His surprise arrest has touched off fighting in Mexico between rival factions and the Sinaloa cartel. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This